What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another hour of the Andy Slater Show. I am here in the poker room at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. You may hear some poker chips in the background, some names being called. They've got some seats open, a lot of action going on here, always in the poker room. And that's why I love being here, because I love being part of the action. So it's Tuesday. It's April 2nd. The day after April Fool's Day. I hope not a lot of you got fooled yesterday. Maybe you didn't get fooled at all. It's just one of those days where you got to be a little bit careful because people are saying so many different things and you're really not sure what to believe. However, nowadays, it's kind of difficult for somebody to get something by you. Not only are you aware that it's April Fool's Day, but the way some jokes are told, they're just not told so well. I almost got joked into thinking the Marlins would win last night. I went to the ballpark. I wanted to see the Marlins in action. I was hoping to see them get their first W of the season, but it did not happen. They lose again. First time in franchise history, they start a season 0-5. That is not an ideal way to follow up a postseason run. So I will share my thoughts and observations from last night's game. It was certainly an experience. We have a lot to look forward to this week, this entire month. Tonight, the Miami Heat, they welcome the New York Knicks to town. That should be a great game. The Knicks always bring it. The Heat, they're in their home stretch. They've got something to play for. And they're not the only home team of ours in South Florida in the home stretch right now. The Panthers are not at home. They're on the road, and they play yet again tonight. Hopefully they have a better result this evening than they did last night in Toronto. Now they're in Montreal taking on the Habs, the Canadiens. So the second of a back-to-back in Canada. Last night they lose 6-4, but it really wasn't even that close, even though it was 5-4 right at the end, and then Toronto got the empty netter. It was a bit of a frantic finish, but the Panthers came up short, and they were never really in the game, except for, like I said, maybe the last minute or so. It's very early. The hour just started, but I've got Luke. I've got poker and wagering talk. I've got a lot to get to. So this might be the earliest in the history of the program, but it is time for the hour to officially begin.
It's time to shuffle up and deal.
One of the great things about baseball is you never know when you watch a baseball game. You never know when someone's going to hit a homer. You never know when they're going to make that web jam or walk or steal. There's so much unpredictability in the game of baseball. And that makes it so much fun to watch. You buy a ticket to a game. Maybe the guy throws a perfect game. Maybe he throws a no-hitter. These are things you can't plan. But sometimes they happen. So last night I'm at Lone Depot Park. I had a pretty good idea, just because the Angels were in town, that it would be a good thing to go to that ballpark, no matter how many people were there, because Mike Trout was going to be in the building. Mike Trout was in that lineup. And Mike Trout is a special player. Multiple MVPs, a generational hitter, a great fielder. Mike Trout can do it all. How lucky was I around the fourth inning to see Mike Trout hit a home run? He had a nice one to left. The Marlins were still up, but I got to see a Mike Trout homer. Still hoping for a Marlins win. And then later in the game, Mike Trout comes up again and hits another homer. This one was a bomb. It went to the top, kind of like over that M, the M logo for the Marlins. Pretty much dead center, a little bit to the left of it. It was an epic blast. It was all over television. It was all over social media. And I was lucky enough to see it there in person, along with about 9,400 other humans and 151 dogs. Yes, that is true. 151 dogs. It was Bark in the Park night. One of the best players in baseball hits two bombs in the same game, and one of those homers was probably the furthest one that'll be hit in that ballpark the entire season. It was a great night, except the Marlins lost again. They got a good start from Max Meyer. He came off Tommy John surgery. He's one of their big prospects. We haven't seen him in a while. He gave the Fish five innings, only gave up two runs. He should have got a W, but the Marlins bullpen stinks.
You blew it!
Maybe they'll get their act together, but for now, they're not good. So Max Meyer doesn't get a decision. The Marlins go on to lose the game 7-4. Think about some of the horrible teams that the Marlins have had in franchise history, the teardowns that they've had. They had really good teams, and then they just traded away everyone. Fans were furious. The Marlins have had some bad teams, some 100-loss teams. The reason I bring that up, none of those horrible teams, not one of them, started off the season 0-5. None of them started a season as bad as this team has right now. This team drops the first four at home to Pittsburgh, and then they drop the next one at home to the Angels. 0-5. They have never been 0-5 in franchise history. Is it time to panic? I'm going to surprise you and say yes. Because the past 2 days, the Marlins jumped out to a 5-0 lead and a 4-0 lead, and they lost both of them. The bullpen's been horrible. The offense started well, and then it disappeared. The quality of ABs and the whole pass-the-baton feeling that so many good offenses have, it just doesn't exist with the Marlins. They don't have enough pop in the lineup. The starting pitching is complete patchwork. It just feels like the Marlins are set up for a bad season. And if you go back to last year, the Marlins were so good in one-run games. They made a living in those one-run games. Now that stat is probably going to regress to the mean. If the Marlins were heavily coming up on the right side of one-run games last season, this year they'll probably be heavily on the wrong side of it. And then you look at their division, the Braves. They're so good. It's just like, what are the Marlins going to do? There's a tendency to dismiss early struggles. Hey, it's a long year. There's so many games left. But aren't home games important? To get beaten at home in your first five games of the season? Come on. Sure, tonight's game counts just as much as a game in September. But I feel like we've reached a point right now where the Marlins, where they got to do something. Maybe Skip's got to get ejected from a game, fire the team up. Nick Gordon yesterday, he runs into the left field wall, a brutal play. Somehow he managed to stay in the game, probably because they don't have a concussion protocol. I wish the Marlins were good. I want them to be good. I love traveling to see them in the postseason. But I rip them and I'm down on them because one of the core ideas of this show is that I'm always all about
honesty.
I tell the truth to all of you. The truth is I prefer them to be great. I want them to contend for a wild card spot again. But does it look like it's going to happen to you? Because it certainly doesn't look like it's going to happen, at least with my eyes. My eyes will be on the poker table here tonight at the Hard Rock and also the televisions with my same game parlay. Come on out here and join me. Cards are in the air at 6 p.m. You could register until 9:30. It is the Slater Scoops Poker Tournament with $20,000 guaranteed in the prize pool. It's $250 to buy in. No excuse not to get here. You have until 9:30 p.m., but I highly advise you get here early so you can get my exclusive same game parlay tonight that I have a lot of confidence in, and then we can root it in, all of us here in the poker room, together. Hopefully it'll be a joyous and fun night, and you can win playing cards as well. So be here tonight, Cards in the Air at 6. You could register until 9:30. It is the Slater Scoops poker tournament with $20,000 guaranteed in the prize pool right here in the poker room at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. I've got Uncle Luke joining me in just a moment where we have a lot of South Florida sports to discuss. Another sport in South Florida going on right now. I was just there at Gulfstream Park on Saturday. Horse racing. It is the Royal Palm Meet, which starts this week at Gulfstream Park. Exciting racing action still happening at Gulfstream Park here in April. And they've got live racing Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. When I go to Gulfstream Park, I go to their trackside restaurant, Ten Palms, have a fantastic meal, wager on the races, watch them live right in front of me. And you don't even have to wager a whole lot. You could wager 10 or 20 cents and possibly make thousands of dollars. I highly suggest heading on out to Gulfstream Park during the Royal Palm Meet on a live race day, Thursday through Sunday. Live racing going on right now. This week, it begins the Royal Palm Meet at Gulfstream Park. Not only is it my poker tournament here on a Tuesday, it is a Luke Tuesday. Uncle Luke Luther Campbell with us here on a Luke Tuesday on the Andy Slater Show. Luke, I went to my Apple Music this morning, and I'm just scrolling through songs, and I see all of these ads and all these pictures with you and the Freaknik. You realize you've taken over Apple Music, you've taken over Hulu, you've taken over newscasts. Do you realize what's going on here with the Freaknik?
Of course I realize what's going on. I mean, when you partner with Hulu and Disney and, you know, and great corporations like that, you know, they're going to put money into marketing versus partnering with some other companies who just don't do marketing. So I love it. You know, you gotta live and sleep and drink Freaknik and me and everybody, and that's a beautiful thing. We should have a Freaknik card table. You know, like the whole table
we should.
With Freaknik on it.
who would play in a poker tournament if we had a Freaknik poker tournament?
A Freaknik poker covered table. I should have thought of that.
Well, you still got time. Plus, there's other things that I'm sure you're working on. And Luke, I'm just surprised. I mean, I know we've been many times to Joe Stone Crab and had the amazing bread pudding. I'm just surprised you've still yet to come to one of my poker tournaments and play in it. And I've had it going on now for 12 years.
I've never been invited.
You've never been invited?
No, you haven't invited me. You it's just like Joe Stone Crab. When you look at your Instagram and Twitter, you're sitting there with all your little white friends, and you know, I'm probably one of your only black friends.
No, I
it's
have
like
several.
It's like a poker tournament. You don't have your black friends there, and
I have a lot of friends here. A lot of people from the audience. They would love to meet you. They would love to take your poker chips, and you know, I invited you here to the Hard Rock over the weekend to
Is
go
there
to the
any
club.
Women?
Well, wait a minute. I invited you to go to the club here at the Hard Rock this past weekend. You said you were going to come after the baseball game. Did the Marlins depress you that much where you just said, the heck with it, I'm not going to go?
They depressed me. Yes, they did. I mean, the first game, I mean, I don't know how many – I lost kind of how many doubles we
Double
we
plays.
With one out, with runners on the corner. And, I mean, then every game we're leading, then we get walked down, and we score early. We don't score at all for the rest of the game. I mean, don't even talk about it. And now we're, what, 0-5 right now?
How could you, Uncle Luke, fix this Marlins team that's 0-5?
I'm watching the games, and it's depressing. We're not hitting the ball. You know, we start off good and then we fizzle out. You know, it's just a matter of time. You know, maybe they need to shake up the lineup, you know, move Jazz to third or something. You know, they need to shake the lineup up.
I was thinking more along the lines, Luke, of having you involved somehow. Like go into the clubhouse.
When I threw out the first pitch last year, we went on a winning streak, and we we did good after I threw the first pitch out. Now, all these people who they got going out to pitch, you know, I don't know what if they got that Orange Bowl mystique like myself.
Well, you know, yesterday the first pitch was thrown out by golfer Bubba Watson. He doesn't have the juice that Uncle Luke has. They showed him in the clubhouse. You need to go into that clubhouse, and you need to give them real talk, Luke. I will set that up for you. Will you do it?
Yes, I will. There's no question about it. I mean, I was there the other day, and I was looking at the guys in the batting cage from the little, you know, the area, all the VIPs, I guess y'all call it, with the food and everything. And the dudes looked like they were energetic. They were in there getting some, you know, some BP, you know, a few guys. But at the end of the day, you know, these dudes need some motivation. They got to shake the lineup up because we're getting cold. The bat's getting cold.
What about a night out, strip club or something?
Yeah, maybe a night out to get their mind off of it. Let me ask you a question. I love the fact that the roof is open. I love it, right? I think that's probably the first time I went there with the roof open. What's the wins loss versus the roof closed and the roof open?
I would have to look that up. I'd have to go to my research department to find out the all-time record for the Marlins with the roof open and the roof closed. But Jazz Chisholm Jr. after the game, Luke, said he didn't understand why the roof was open because they're not used to it and the shadows were bothering him. Do you look at that as a lazy excuse?
Well, I heard the commentators on one of the games saying that the shadows were bothering some of the batters. But at the end of the day, the shadows ain't bothering the opponent when the opponent is getting up there hitting home runs and hitting doubles and hitting the ball to the wall. I mean, everybody got to play in the same conditions. So, you know, this time of year, you have the roof open. And when the rainy time of the year, you close the roof. So deal with it. But the commentator did say that it was like one inning. He said, oh, it's a problem locating the ball for the batters, right? And then we go up to bat and we don't hit. Then they go up to bat and then they hit. I'm like, well, do we practice in our own stadium? How is the opponent doing better in our own stadium than we are? And then we're making these excuses. You know, I love Jazz, but, you know, ain't no, these excuses ain't going to get it.
So are you killing the Marlins? Like, are you killing their season after five games? Or you think, you know, you're...
No, it's a long way to go. You know, it's a long way to go. I would prefer... We should be at least 3-2 right now. You know, but again, I mean, when you think about it, Andy, with the roof open, playing in the daytime... Right? How do your bats go cold when there's no shadow? Because as we know, the sun moves, and the later it gets, the shadows move. And then you have no shadow. So we're getting cold. We're hitting the ball when there's a shadow, and we're not hitting the ball when there ain't no shadow. So they got to make it make sense.
Luke, I don't know if you saw it when you were at the game. Again, Uncle Luke Luther Campbell with us here on a Luke Tuesday. But the Marlins have this promotion they started this year where if they win a game at home, or every time they win a game at home, fans the next day or anybody in South Florida can go to Burger King and get a free Whopper Jr. Luke, we have a lot of people starving in South Florida waiting for a free Whopper Jr. Do you have any suggestions for those people, Luke, who are waiting for a free Whopper Jr.?
I mean, listen, the suggestion is to not depend on just go. Nobody to get you a free nothing. You better go get it from the muscle and get it on your own. I mean, the best bet for them all is to do what? Get on there, look at who you betting on, and take their chances there. I actually met a guy said he hit off of one of your bets.
Well, there's many people like that.
I don't understand why people do that.
Well, why are you not doing that?
I don't bet anymore. You know, I like not old even, school betting.
Not back even at the barbershop.
Go call my bookie, and I, you know, talk to the bookie and bet like that. All this getting on the app and betting quarter by quarter. You know, some of y'all is gonna need Gamblers Anonymous. Y'all gonna need help because there's a lot of people addicted to gambling right now. They're gambling on everything. The daggone pitcher. Didn't the pitcher get suspended for gambling?
Well, I was just going to – he didn't get suspended. But I was going to ask you if when you used to bet with a bookie back in the day, did you have a translator?
No, my bookie was Italian. He was the mob. You had to pay him, you know. But again, you know, everything gets gobbled up by big industry. They took the bookie and ran him out of business. They took the weed man and ran him out of business. They took that advertising man, ran him out of business. Hey,
who's next?
This is Andy. But you know, listen, man, we can't go without saying how so sad it is that this young fella Avante Davis dies. It's that's a hard thing, man. Young guy at that age, and I was talking to Adrian James about this. He was like, man, you know, a lot of guys, when they leave the league, it's tough for them to transition, you know, and mental health, people don't put enough emphasis on that or the transitioning out of the league to just being regular people. And he said he didn't talk to a whole bunch of guys that struggle with that. But I hope we don't know what went on unless you know, I mean, you're the scoop guy.
Well, I will say, and I haven't mentioned this until now, I did obtain, Luke, the 911 audio, and I listened to the 911 call this morning. I haven't published the 911 call. I haven't mentioned anything about it, Luke, because a lot of it was redacted. It was taken out. The details. The only thing I heard in that 911 call is that one of the women who called said that there's guns that he had next to his bed, on the dresser next to his bed, and that is basically it. I don't know anything else from that 911 call because they say it's still a criminal investigation, and they won't release the entire call without taking part of it away.
Oh, so they haven't ruled out foul play.
They ruled out, I don't know if they necessarily ruled it out, but they don't believe foul play was part of it. And I don't want to speculate. That's why I can only tell you what I know. And if you do recall, Luke, Avante Davis was on the side of the road. Remember, he was lying down on the side of the road last year. I had the scoop on that where he allegedly ran his car into two people on the side of the road. He was involved in a lawsuit with that. There was also another lawsuit he was involved in recently. He had just gone through a divorce. Avante had a lot going on, and then I can only give you the details of that 911 call, and that's it. So
yeah, I'm just sad for the young fellow that he had to leave like that. Yeah. But a lot of people, and if you're listening and you're suffering from any type of mental health, I suggest that you go and get some help because you know most people think they can deal with it on their own, but when it gets to the point where you're thinking about taking your life, you need to go and get you some help.
Yeah. And again, just to be clear, I don't know for sure that's exactly what happened, but I just gave you the facts of what I do know. Uncle Luke Luther Campbell, it's your day. It's a Luke Tuesday, but every day has been your day with the Freak Nick. You're all over the place, and I'm happy to see that. I'm glad you're happy, and hopefully you'll be happy enough where we can both go to Joe Stone Crab. I went there the other day, and it was amazing.
I'm going tonight. Since you brought up Joe's Stone Crab, and I'm just thinking about the bread pudding and the stone crabs.
My boy's not working tonight. There. Mike's not working tonight, so just letting
well,
you
Mike
know.
Never helps me.
Well, because you
Mike never serves me
because you don't tell him far enough in advance.
Mike, you Andy has an exclusive on mic. Every time I go there, they put me with another server, somebody who don't just, you know.
You got to tell them.
They all treat you good, but they don't treat me like Mike.
You got to tell them in advance. You got to tell them way in advance. I'm going to be here at 8 o'clock.
I'm going tonight to get me some, you know, because, again, maybe I'll get a date out of the DM. If there's any beautiful lady that wants to go with me, just hit me on the DM, Uncle Luke Real One. I need to see your picture. You can't have no BBLs. I'm not interested in that. I do not want stretch marks. So hopefully that eliminated a lot of you.
You want somebody who will go there and like barely eat, so you could eat everything and they won't touch
no,
much.
No, no, I like fine women, Andy, fine. I like fine women.
Fine women and fine dining.
Fine dining, fine women. But man, it's a crazy world of sports. The Heat, we got the Heat. We got the Dolphins signed Tua to all, made him the richest, the highest paid quarterback in the history of the league.
Really? When was that? What did I miss?
It's amazing.
What did I miss? Do you have some news there?
I thought I spread that.
You know what? You got fooled yesterday, didn't you?
They fooled me on April
4th. You got fooled. You know, I was just talking about fools who get fooled. you got fooled.
They April fooled me. I was wondering how somebody was going to get me.
You know
and
what,
I'm
though?
I'm sitting up there thinking that they made this man the highest paid. I'm getting all tuned up, juiced up, ready for you to ask me this dumbass question on here and say what idiot paid him all that money. And I'm ready to go just take grit and just drag him straight down the turnpike right out the building.
It may happen, and it won't be April Fool's Day, but we'll see. Luke,
so they fooled me.
They did. I can't believe you got fooled. We'll talk again soon. Have a great Tuesday. By the way, no Luke Tuesday next week. I'm going to be in Barcelona.
Good for you. I'm still waiting for my invitation to go to Colombia. I thought I was going to go with you this week. What, are you in Colombia this weekend?
No, I come back to South Florida Saturday.
Oh, man. Yeah. I would have came over there with you.
We'll go soon. Every time I'm not there, you say you want to go there. I don't know. I'm not sure if you really want to go or not. But we'll find out. All right, my friend. Take care.
You too.
All right. Uncle Luke, just like that. He's out. Barcelona is going to be a lot different for me. It's definitely not going to be like Medellin, or maybe it will be. I've never been there before. I've never been to Spain, so I'm excited about it. I'm just really not sure what to expect. If you have any good restaurant suggestions, let me know. I don't want to know about museums, sightseeing. To me, that's boring. Give me a really good restaurant in Barcelona that I will love. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, or dessert. That's what I'm interested in. And if you are interested in a new mortgage, refinancing, buying a home, if you're doing that, you need to get a hold of Stewie, because Stewie has got the bagel loan for you. What is the bagel loan? When you look at a bagel, what do you see in the middle of that bagel? You should see a big zero. That is what you will pay Stewie. Nothing. No lender fees. No appraisal fees. So if you're buying a home, if you need a mortgage, if you're refinancing, you want to get a hold of Stewie and get that bagel loan. I'm going to give you Stewie's personal cell phone number. Here it is. Call him up. 561-379-4441. That's 561-379-4441. Buying a home, need a mortgage, refinancing, you want the bagel loan from Stewie. MLS number 226715. As you could probably hear in the background, they're calling names. There's a few seats open. There's a lot of action going on here in the poker room at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. This is where my tournament is tonight, the Slater Scoops Poker Tournament, with $20,000 guaranteed in the prize pool. And if you play in my tournament tonight, I'm going to show you my phone exclusively. a same game parlay. I'm not telling you what game. I'm not telling you anything unless you are here. You will get it exclusively in the poker room. Speaking of exclusive, nobody else talks to this guy. Maybe because nobody else wants to, but I do. Jason Heidenthal, he runs the tournaments here at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. The big tournament is tonight. It's my tournament. But Jason, there's all of these flyers and ads everywhere. You've been talking about another tournament, which you say is bigger, but I think tonight's is pretty big. The Seminole Hard Rock Poker Showdown starts tomorrow, and it runs 3 weeks. My tournament has a $20,000 guaranteed prize pool. What are the guaranteed prize pools in the Poker Showdown?
A little bit bigger than 20,000. A little bit bigger.
A little? How much is a little bit? Like 21,000?
A couple more commas, you know?
A couple more zeros?
We're going to kick it off with a million tomorrow.
A million?
A million.
When are we going to do my tournament for a million?
If your parlay wins tonight.
Yes. Maybe that pays a million?
It could.
You're right, it could.
You know, if everyone puts in the same bet and it hits, boom, that's a million.
That's a million.
And I'll match my prize pool for tomorrow.
So you guys have the tournaments beginning tomorrow. They're so big, they're going to be in the ballroom. It's the Poker Showdown. The World Poker Tour is going to be coming to town. I'm here in town. And you start off with $1 million guarantee. How do people get involved? Do they just show up here to the Hard Rock and say, I want to be part of this or what?
Yeah, absolutely. We are excited to kick off the Poker Showdown tomorrow. It is a three-week-long series. It's going to run from the 3rd of April up to the 23rd of April over in the Seminole Ballroom. Lots of events. There's like 75 trophy events. Multiple guarantees.
I can't win them all because I don't have enough room for those.
You would need a big bookshelf for
I
all
would.
Those.
But I can buy one.
No, absolutely.
I could.
But we're kicking it off with a $400 opener, $1 million guarantee. We have a $2 million in the second week for $600. And then we're capping it all off with our $3,500 WPT main event, televised main event. That's going to be a $3 million guarantee, which I think the last 2 years now, the prize pool has been over $7 million for this event. This is the big one. This is we
tonight.
Do,
you're talking about tonight's the big one. My tournament tonight.
Tonight is a big one.
Tonight's a big one, especially with the same game parlay.
You're keeping me around until 6 o'clock, just so I can get.
You're
gonna
have to
sweat.
Wait until 6:30.
I'm 6:30.
You gotta wait until 6:30.
I was gonna go home at 5, but now I'm gonna stay till 6:30 because I went in on the same game parlay. What are we doing? The Panthers tonight?
I'm not saying what game we're doing.
Well, what game are we doing?
I'm not. I can't. You have to be here at 6:30.
Are the Pirates playing
tonight? By 6:30? There's a lot of games tonight.
There are a lot of games.
There's a lot of options.
We'll just put them all on TV.
Just like there's a lot of options during the Poker Showdown for different tournaments that people want to get in. So you start with $1 million guarantee, and then in the middle of the Poker Showdown, you got a $2 million guarantee, and then a $3 million. Guarantee.
I figured we'd start small. Just a million, you know, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
April
3rd. $1 million guarantee.
Come bring $400 over to the ballroom, anyone.
Turn your $400 into a first place, which would probably pay like 200 Gs?
Yeah, 240, somewhere around there. Absolutely. Well, I know.
When you guys, because this happens all the time during your tournaments, somebody wins first place. They get, let's say, $250,000. How do they get the $250,000? Venmo, Zelle?
We can just deposit it into their Hard Rock bet account.
I don't know.
No, cash, check, chips, wire, you know.
So you have multiple options.
Multiple options. Win the tournament first, you know.
What's the most common option? I mean, people walk out of here.
Most common option.
Wire.
For a large score like that?
250 grand, yeah.
Yeah.
How about if someone, the person who...
I'd probably take a check.
The person who wins my tournament
Having
tonight...
Having it in your hand feels better.
Which could be me. Can I have the money wired tonight if I win my tournament?
We could make something happen. If you won your tournament tonight, we could make something happen. But what I want to see is I want to see one of the listeners come in tonight, get your play... Sit down in a seat, play tonight's tournament, all right? Sweat the action on the game, whatever game it is, all right? Win the tournament, win the bet, and two for two.
Actually, the game that I'm thinking about tonight, do you guys even get it here? Do you get Chinese TV?
What are we betting
on? The games in China. I got a same game parlay in China. Will you be able to broadcast that?
Like
in
ping
here?
Pong?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm definitely not doing a same game table tennis.
Oh, table tennis.
Right. I'm definitely, because ping pong, you got to be a table tennis player would be upset if you called it ping pong. So, but
it
no,
has a proper name.
I do not bet on table tennis. I think a lot of people do. But, Jason, you were mentioning the people coming here tonight for my tournament. It's a $250 buy-in. The cards go in the air at 6 p.m. You have until 9:30 to register. But I highly advise you get here as early as possible because I'm going to give out that same game parlay.
Early.
The game that I choose, which I haven't told you yet, you're going to put it up on the televisions.
I will.
The people in here who are playing my same game parlay will be playing cards. They'll be watching the action on television. And hopefully this poker room erupts tonight when the same game parlay steams in.
I want to feel the buzz. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward. See, the whole point of me doing this, Jason, is so the same game parlay hits. Everybody in the poker room wins so much money and they're so excited. They just leave and I have all the chips and I win my tournament like around 10:30 p.m. and call it a night.
Oh, wow. You're playing chess right now.
Everyone else is playing poker and checkers. I'm playing chess.
Wow.
Poker and chess.
Next level.
Yeah. I mean, you got to.
Andy Slater.
You got to think. I got three titles in my own tournament. How do you think I've done it?
That's how you won the
other
ones.
By playing checkers? Jason Heidenthal, he runs so much of this poker room when it comes to tournaments and the ballroom and the poker series that they have coming up, the Poker Showdown here at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. So people have about a 20-day period to be involved in the Poker Showdown. The main event is going to be televised. In the middle of this Poker Showdown, you also have a charity event, which is going to be in about 2 weeks from now, a little bit more than 2 weeks. And correct me if I'm wrong, but everybody who makes the final table tonight, you are going to throw in a seat for that charity event. Is that correct?
That is correct, yeah. All nine final table participants tonight in your event, we're just going to go ahead and add in a little bit of extra value since you're adding in
Thank
the extra
you.
Value of the play.
I sure hope I am.
You are, and the Hard Rock's going to add in a little extra, a little sprinkle on that final table. Make the final table tonight. You're walking away with a $300, not a satellite. I almost said satellite. A $300 charity ticket into a very important event for us during the Showdown Series, the Larry Frank Memorial. So it's going to be big. Raise a whole bunch of money for some good foundations. And
I'm going to broadcast from here that day as well.
That's right. You are.
I mean, Absolutely. We're talking a big time event. Larry Frank, unfortunately, passed away a few years ago. He was a major deal here with the Seminoles here at the Hard Rock for poker. I know you do a great job. Bill Mason does a fantastic job. You see how I said great for you and fantastic for Bill. That wasn't, you know, a coincidence. But you're working your way up to the fantastic part. But Larry Frank was a major, major piece of everything poker.
Yeah, a Florida poker for sure.
With the Seminole Tribe. So that event, I've been to it before. I believe this is the third year, the second year. You guys, it feels like it's already been.
Time flies, man.
Yeah,
time flies.
Unfortunately, it does. And there's going to be, I think, a lot of memorabilia there as well, where there's auctions, and it's a fun time. Music.
Some Heat memorabilia, Panthers, all the local sports, you know, a DJ there, and just it's for a great cause. So looking to fill the room. We did last year. I want to run it back and fill the room again this year. Very, very, very great cause. So, yeah, we're going to send nine of your final table participants tonight.
That's awesome. Thank you.
I'm sorry, you won't make the final
eight,
table tonight.
Eight plus me.
Sure.
Eight plus me.
If you happen to make the final table tonight, I'm going to give away another ticket to someone else.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
All right.
Okay.
So I'll give away 10 tickets tonight.
If I make the final table.
If you make the final table, because I want nine others to get a free ticket into the charity.
I don't want to hog one up because I'm already gonna be there. I'm already going to play in it. So we
Correct.
Might as well. That's a very.
All right. I'm giving away nine no matter what tonight.
Nine no matter what.
I'm giving away nine tickets. Nine $300 tickets. You're giving away one winning pick.
I sure hope I am. The same game parlay I will give you exclusively here in the poker room if you're part of my poker tournament tonight. Plus, there's $20,000 guaranteed in the prize pool. It's only $250 to buy in.
They have until what time?
They have until 9:30.
But get here early.
But definitely get here early because I'm going to give my same game parlay out. And if you're not here, I'd say by 6:30. I don't want to give the start time away.
No.
But if you're not here by 6:30, you run the risk of not having my same game parlay, which I believe there's no guarantees. The only guarantee is there's $20,000 in the prize pool tonight.
Guaranteed.
That is a guarantee. There's no guarantees with my parlay, but I have a lot of confidence in my same game parlay this evening. You guys are all going to be here with me. So I don't want everyone looking at me like, hey, you know, great pick. I want us all to freaking win tonight.
Erupt as soon as it hits.
I want this place to erupt. I want to see videos. I don't even know if you're allowed to take them, but maybe we can get them off the surveillance. I just want to see this place erupt. I want people to have a good time.
Absolutely.
We're here at the Hard Rock. The poker room is
a great place to be. I feel it happening tonight. This entire
room. It's going to be amazing.
It's going to hit early, too.
I don't know.
It's going to hit early in the game.
I can't say anything. I don't
want it to come down to the final few minutes of the game.
I haven't even said the game. No. Are there minutes in baseball? I'm just saying it could be baseball.
Yeah, you're right.
It could be basketball. It could be hockey. It will not be table tennis.
Okay.
That is the only thing I will say. It will not be table tennis. Jason Heidenthal, I appreciate your time. Visit SeminoleHardRockPokerOpen.com. That's SeminoleHardRockPokerOpen.com. You will see the entire tournament schedule. It is the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Showdown. It starts tomorrow here at the Hard Rock in the ballroom. The tables are already set up. The chips are there. The cards are there. And the people, they are coming. Jason, thank you as always for your time. I know you have a lot of fans out there as well.
I'm waving to them right now.
Well, I'm not talking about here in the poker room. I'm talking about tuned in right now in their cars, their offices, their bathrooms.
Hi, everyone.
All over the place.
I'm going to be here for the next 3 weeks for this long series. So come by. Say hi.
Say hi to Jason.
I got some free merch and stuff to give away. Come say hi.
You got some hats?
I got whatever you need.
Okay.
I got it. All right. Come say hi.
Jason, thank you again for your time. I'm glad to be here, and I look forward to everybody winning in this poker room tonight. That is my hope. That is always my goal. All right, well, that's all the time I've got for this Tuesday afternoon. No show tomorrow, but I'll be back with you on Thursday. For now, I'm Andy Slater, and I'll see you later.